Let's talk about it all with Kate Moore, Chief Investment Officer at Citi Wealth. Kate, good to see you again. How relevant, if at all, maybe it's not, is this Federal Reserve decision on Wednesday?
Well, the Federal Reserve is going to come out and tell us what they're going to do. There's a 90% chance they're going to cut. But we saw over the last few times when the Fed cut, mortgage rates actually jumped. What are we expecting this time? Well, if you're new to my channel, my name is Dan Frio. My goal each day is to come out and explain to you guys what in the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this, folks, I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? I'll give you that information at the end of this video. You're here for these. So let's get to today's news. So here's where we want to go. We went go back to Citibank's this interview. I wanted you to watch this for a second. She's going to come out and tell us, you know, what the Federal Reserve is going to do. But then she gives some nice talking points. But to preference what she's going to talk about, she's going to talk about doves and hawks. And what that means is if you're a dove on the Federal Reserve, you basically want rates to be cut all the time. If you're a hawk, you're always on the side where, let's just keep where they are or increase rates. So let's get her thoughts on all this. And she dives in a little deep. And when she's done, I'll come back and kind of put it in layman's terms. And she's going to put it in all in perspective of what the Federal Reserve is going to do, the whys behind it, and where we think things are going to go from here. So without further ado.
Look, it's super relevant. I think we can agree that everyone in the market is watching this and that, you know, participants, whether you're equity investors or multi-asset investors or rates investors, are really concerned with the tone of the Fed coming out of this rate decision, not so much the action itself, but whether or not we get a hawkish tone or more of a dovish tone. And look, I firmly believe that when looking at the economic data and the third-party macro data that we have in front of us right now, it is a little bit of a choose-your-own-adventure. You can pick the data points and the story that you want to tell. You can data fit your narrative. And we're interested to see how the Fed does that and how they weave through what are often conflicting bits of data on both prices as well as labor to make their assessment for what future moves may or may not look like.
Well, you can actually say that about a lot of things, like the housing market. You know, so then how do you determine if the person's information is valuable or not? Okay, so here's what I mean by this. You can always pick those facts or that data to fit your narrative. Well, if you're watching me, please do me a favor. Go back and fact check and review some of the forecasts that I provided over the last maybe 2-3 years. Do that with a lot of other people that you're watching and then grade them. If they've been accurate pretty much, well, make sure you're watching them all the time. If they never accurate, make sure you just delete them and it might be hard to walk away, but the data that they're providing you is not very good. So here's what I want to go over. I want to go over what the Federal Reserve is going to do, which we know that what they're going to do, and then what the perspective is from there or what's the most, we'll say, likely outcome from all this. So without further ado, let's get over to the Federal Reserve. What's the probability of what they're going to do at the next meeting? And then the whys behind it. So right through here, the Federal Reserve, there's a 90% chance they're going to cut rates. Well, does that mean mortgage rates are going to drop? Well, the last 5 times that the Fed cut, they didn't. So what do you do if you're a homeowner right now? Well, go over to my website right through here. If you're a homeowner and you're trying to figure out, is it a good time to refinance or not? Does it make sense? Well, put your information right up in there. So RateWatch 2.0. What I want to know from you is what interest rate you'd be interested in at least walking through the numbers to see if it makes sense. That's all you're going to do up through there. I don't sell the data. It'll be me reaching out to you. So now let's get over to see, well, we know the Federal Reserve is going to cut. So what's the chances of where things are going to go from there? Okay, so here's my perspective on it. Federal Reserve, there's a 90%, yes, a 90% chance they're going to cut. Okay, but the last few times they cut, there was a lot of uncertainties in the market. Here's what I think is going to happen this time, because the young lady said you can kind of fact check your own stuff to fit your narrative. So I'm thinking this. I don't think really inflation's spiking out of control. There's actually numbers I'll present to you guys tomorrow morning where the Federal Reserve of, I think it was Chicago or New York, came in and said, basically our inflation numbers look the same throughout the next 2 to 3 years. There's really no changes. So that means the tariffs aren't going to really have a huge spike on the inflation numbers. So that's going to help quite a bit. Now, the other piece of the puzzle is employment. Another piece of that puzzle is I think attrition is just taking care of a lot of workforce, that immigration. And then there's really no hiring back. So we're having kind of a stagnant employment market that we haven't really seen in a long, long time. There's people getting let go, not massively, but they're just not being able to come back. And that's really tough. So the jobs report numbers aren't dismal. They're not terrible. They're not great. And they also, the same thing you could say with inflation. So make sure that the person you're watching, do some fact checking and just see how good they've been in predicting, because you're watching them for advice, financial advice, and some suggestions on what you should do. So if they're giving you the wrong information, make sure you cancel that subscription. Same thing here. Hope you subscribe to my channel over through there. And if you do, hopefully the content I provide you is informative. And if you do some fact checking, you see that it's not, I have no problem with you unsubscribing. So now let's get over to some of the questions that people have today. And this is one of the biggest questions you're seeing in the media today. Home sellers are giving up at an unusual high rate, says Realtor.com. So what's happening you're seeing right through here is homeowners have been pulling their houses off the market during this holiday season at a record pace. Well, if you really check this narrative, and please check out this video from Diane Olick, they come in and basically say, well, you know what? Let's just take it over to Diane so you can just see it for yourself. Should this be scary? Should this be alarming? Well, listen to the data and you make up your own mind.
Welcome back. We're heading into the slow season for the housing market, but this year could be worse than expected as sellers seem to be giving up. Diana Olick joins us to explain why. Diana.
Hey, Micah, when a seller takes their home off the market, it's called a delisting, and they're now happening at an unusually high rate. Delistings in October, which are reported with a one-month lag, were up 45.5% year-to-date and up nearly 38% from October of last year. That according to a new report from Realtor.com. Now, this is the highest delisting year since they began tracking in 2022. Delistings began to rise in June and have remained elevated for five straight months. About 6% of active listings have been coming off the market each month, which is typically something you only see in the dead of winter. All right, so why?
Okay, so let's stop it right there. One second. Again, remember the lady from Citibank? We just saw the interview from. You can kind of pick and choose your content to fit your narrative. So the first thing you're going to think here is all the crashers are going to say, look, I told you so. The housing market, people are just, they can't sell their homes. Well, you have to basically don't ever judge a book by its cover. Because if you really start digging into it or follow more of the content, like you're going to see here, it might not be so alarming. So Diane, take it away for me, girl.
Why is it happening? Uncertainty in the economy, stagnant and high mortgage rates, and of course, a still pricey market. Locally, Miami, Denver, and Houston are seeing the highest ratio of delistings compared with new listings. Those are also markets that saw some of the biggest price gains in recent years. And in addition, and because of that, more potential buyers are now heading to what Realtor.com calls refuge markets, more affordable markets. Grand Rapids, St. Louis, Cleveland, Milwaukee, and Pittsburgh are all seeing much bigger price gains now than the rest of the country because demand there is suddenly surging.
So that's the report on the housing. So again, when you look at it at face value, it's like, okay, this is dismal. But did you see the markets that are doing pretty darn well that we've been telling you for the last year or two? So I don't want to come out each day and give you the dismal news. I want to help you. So if you can't buy in this area, maybe if you're able to move, or maybe if you're transient, you can go to some of these areas. But I want you to learn that just because some markets are, you know, not so good, it doesn't mean the market is deteriorating everywhere. So if your market's not doing too well, it means another market in the economy isn't doing all that bad to offset how bad your market's doing. So that's that for that piece. So now let's get over to my should you lock or float. So what I'm suggesting today is my narrative is not changing. I am saying we are going to lock and just get through the holidays, get through the end of the year without having a heart attack. When we come back in January, I'll start telling you, you know, should you float? What should you do at that time? But getting through the holidays. Now, if you're looking to buy, maybe you're looking to buy in the next 2-3 months, or maybe you're looking to build down the road, I think you're going to be okay. Because the Federal Reserve, it's going to have half a new members coming basically by next May. So we're going to have a Fed environment that's in rate cut mode. And then as long as the inflations don't spike and we don't have a huge mass exodus in the jobs market, I think 2026 might be another year just like today, which it's not great, but it's not falling off a cliff. So that's my report for today, folks. If you're a homeowner, you're looking to buy that first house, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you. My name is Dan Freo. I do this report each day. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan is this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, folks, we're set up with over 30 different lenders. So sure, when you call in, we're actually in the background, we're working on getting you several quotes as well, because our whole goal is to help make sure you understand what's going on with these and also making sure we get you the lowest rates and lowest fees in the market. So thanks for joining me today. If you haven't subscribed, please do so down over there. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk about mortgage delinquencies. We'll give you a preference of the Federal Reserve's the day before the Federal Reserve's meeting, what our expectations are and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching today, folks. I can't wait to see you here tomorrow morning at the opening bell to figure out what in the heck will go on with those and why. Thanks for watching. See you then. Bye-bye.